Well, good to have you back here as we continue the conversation. 6.5% inflation. It continues to be persistent. You know, it depends on who you listen to about the economy right now, about how things are going. But prices remain at very high levels. And it's not good news. Not for small business owners, but let's be honest, the administration in Washington doesn't seem to care much about small business owners. Joining me now is Elaine Parker from the Job Creators Network Foundation, where she's the president. Elaine, good to have you back on the program.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's really hard. I mean, let's be honest. It's hard to run a small business to begin with. A lot of these small businesses might be a sole entrepreneur. It could be a handful of people, you know, making payroll and covering the bills, hard enough already. But when the cost of goods goes up, when the cost that your employees need to be paid goes up because they have to pay those same grocery bills and gas prices, I mean, it's tough. And so this administration almost sounds like they're dismissing 6.5% inflation. Oh, look, it's getting better. 6.5% is awful on small companies, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's historically high inflation, and it remains unabated. And while the administration continues to want to just ignore the inflation or distract away from the inflation, high inflation hurts small businesses because they tend to have lower profit margins than their big business competitors. And it's putting tremendous pressure on our small businesses just to remain profitable. We do a monthly poll of small business owners, a national poll, and it showed that 65% of small businesses actually are concerned about having to close their businesses because of economic conditions. So while you hear the headlines, that the president's talking about and the president's continuing to take, victory laps, each month, the reality is it's simply distorted because he's not listening to our small businesses.
Yeah, not listening at all. But again, small business is not the concern of those on the left. And I say that with a lot of empirical evidence. The truth of the matter is Democrats are funded by hedge fund managers and hedge funds themselves, and they get giant contributions into their PACs and their campaigns that way. Small business owners have the nerve to believe they can run their own lives, make their own decisions, track their own path, and they're difficult to deal with, and they're hard to get money out of for campaigns, so they've pretty much been pushed aside. Nobody cares about them. Elaine, that's my point. I'm right, aren't I?
You're 100% right, and the reality is they can't corral small businesses. They're independent thinkers. They're entrepreneurs at heart. I mean, the reason why they're in business for themselves is because they wanted freedom. They wanted to make their own decisions, steer their own course and create their own path of prosperity. And unfortunately, Democrats and liberals, they don't subscribe to that. It's very easy to call in the heads of, our top largest corporations, the CEOs, and sit down and have a representative of billions of dollars in revenue, potential millions of dollars in campaign contributions, and representing millions of employees. But you look at the reality, the small business community actually outnumbers the large business communities. There's 30 million small businesses in this country, and they employ 60 million people. That's 90 million people that represent and depend on the success of small businesses. You bet that politicians are afraid of small businesses, and they don't like them.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the problem. Government and its regulations, like the return to the waters of the USA, which will hurt farmers and ag producers, and they don't care because it'll be able to control mud puddles and runoff drains and so forth. These are the sorts of regulations that can break the back of small business, and a lot of these things are shoved into omnibus spending bills, for example, and put on page 4050 that nobody sees. Then all of a sudden there's a regulator at your door knocking, saying, well, you can't do this and you can't do that, and different things. It's snuck in, and the people that pay the price oftentimes, Elaine, I think you would agree, are these small business owners. So when inflation's high and regulation is unrelenting, I mean, I can see why these people are not terribly optimistic, can't you?
Absolutely. And Steve, at the Job Creators Network, we're working very hard to focus on regulatory reform in our American Small Business Prosperity Plan. And what we're trying to do is focus on getting Congress to help alleviate that regulatory burden on our small businesses, really by flipping it on its head and actually creating legislation that would exempt small businesses from any new regulations unless Congress can prove that it will not have a disproportionate negative effect on our small businesses. Because right now it's a one-size-fits-all, just like you said. And so what all of these regulations, they don't impact Microsoft. They don't impact GM. They impact small businesses. And so if we can exempt them, unless they can prove it hurts them, then we can actually alleviate a lot of pressure, a lot of costs, and a lot of burden off our small businesses. So we're looking forward to working on that this year.
Yeah, and I wish you well, because, look, small businesses have to focus on, like I said, doing the job of being a small business, producing whatever it is they produce, delivering whatever service it is they deliver, and taking care of their employees and trying to maintain or grow their business so they can be around here next year and the year after. They need defenders like you. They need blockers on the football field, if you will. And the Job Creators Network is one of those important blockers on the field to protect them from all of this overreach and inflation and regulation and all of it. So I tip my hat to you. I'll give you the last word.
Absolutely. I mean, inflation remains three times higher than the Fed's target rate. And it was, what we need to remember is that it was under 2% when President Trump left office. So this high inflation hurts our small businesses. It puts pressure on everyday ordinary Americans. And regardless of the politics of distraction out of this administration, every time people go to fill up their tank or buy groceries at the grocery store, they know exactly what's happening.
Exactly. Elaine Parker, Job Creators Network Foundation President. Always, always good information. I appreciate you stopping in. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. By the way, you can always find out more at stevegruber.com. I encourage you to go there. Read some great articles. One's written by me. One's written by Liberty Page, David Kaminer, and others. They're not from an echo chamber. There are different opinions there. Ones you'll like, some you might not. But it's always interesting. Plus, you can drop me a line. Tell me what you think of what's going on. And tell me about a story. If there's a story that's breaking, if you have breaking news, send me a note so I can dig into it. Do that all at stevegruber.com. I'll be back.